What about something like white trash or poor white trash?
Yeah, call them poor white trash.
Would that be something that a white man would be more likely to say, or a colored man?
Well, more like that. Other white people call him sorry trash.
Sorry trash.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that a colored man would say something like that, or would he have something different for talking about?
Well, he'd have something different. He'd be a little scared to say that around white people.
I see. Talking about a working class white man, what would he call the man that he works for? He'd say, "That's my
boss."
Mm-hmm. Or what if it was a colored man?
He'd call him his boss too.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, where I'm from, a lot of times on Saturdays, people from the country come into town to do their business, mm-hmm. or whatever, and sometimes folks from the town will poke fun at them because of the way they look.
Yeah.
They kind of stand out.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard them call them anything special? Might say, "Well, look at that old
country Hoosier."
Country Hoosier.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Have you ever heard the word redneck used?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that a whole lot. You hear it more in Louisiana than you do anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah, they call each other rednecks and Cajuns.
If you call somebody a redneck, is that a bad thing to say?
Well, no, not exactly. That just means he's kind of rough going and all such as that.
I see. But it's not anything to fight over.
No.
Okay. I'm going to ask you about this expression. Say if I'm supposed to go somewhere with somebody and he calls out, "Well, aren't you ready yet?" I might say, "Well, I'll be with you in
a few minutes."
Okay. And say, I want to ask you about the names of a few parts of the body. All this stuff right here that I need to go get cut every now and then, just call that
hair.
Right. And if I let it grow out here, I'd be...
That's your beard.
Yes, sir. And this right here, that's my...
hair.
Which one? That's my...
left ear.
And this one's my...
right ear.
Yes, sir. And this right here, that's just my...
mouth.
Right. And somebody might fall down and break his...
leg or arm.
Mm-hmm. And if he falls on his head, he might break his...
neck.
Right. What about this part of your body right here, you call that your...
throat.
Yes. You know this part that moves up and down, you can see on some people?
That's your larynx.
Right. Ever heard it called anything?
Adam's apple.
What about a goozle?
Yeah, goozle.
That the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And all these right here, they're my...
lips.
And inside that's...
teeth.
Right. Just one of them is a...
your tooth.
Right. What about this fleshy part?
That's your gums.
Yes, sir. And this right here, that's my...
it's your hand. Left hand.
What about the...
palm of your hand.
Right. Now make a...
fist.
Right. And I got two.
Yeah, left and right. Fist.
Uh-huh. Two of them together, so you have two.
Yeah, fist.
Uh-huh. What about the upper part of a man's body?
It's his chest.
And you say he has wide...
shoulders.
Right. And sometimes when people get older, they... complain that they get stiff and sore in their
joints.
Yes, sir. Do you have a problem with that?
No, sir.
What do you call that when you have a soreness and stiffness?
Rheumatism.
Right. You don't have a problem with that?
No.
My grandmother had some trouble with it. Seems like the older you get, it's more likely you already have.
Yeah.
Okay. And that right down there, that you say that's my right
foot.
And I have two.
Yeah, left foot.
Both of them together, you say
your
you
feet.
Have. Yeah. What about this part right here?
That's your shin.
Right, really stings if you bump them.
Yeah.
Let me ask about this expression. Say if a little boy wanted to hide from me,